Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can I say that? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In your presence, that's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence.
I don't want to worship from afar.
I don't want to worship from afar.
Draw me near to where you are.
Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Sitting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence, that's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be. I just want to be with you.
I just want to be.
I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Lift your hands. Worship him. Thank you for the opportunity of being in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For this great opportunity to worship you with the brethren. Thank you for the opportunity of being in your presence. We give you praise. We give you honor. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. For this opportunity to be with you.
I just want to be. I just want to be with you.
We bless you. Oh, your touch, Holy Spirit, this morning. Just a touch from you, Holy Spirit. Just a touch will take away the burden. Just a touch will bring a transformation. Just a touch will bring a change in our lives. And we ask for every individual here that your touch by your word. We give you praise. We give you honor. Help us to know you better this morning. Blessed be your name, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we open our Bible to John 14 and read from verse 16? John 14 from verse 16. And I will ask the Father. John 14 from verse 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Can we read it in amplified version? Please, I don't have amplified on my Bible or my laptop. I need it on the screen. And I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. Can the whole church read together? Let's go. One, two, go. The word translated comforter in KJV, I think advocate in NIV, helper in ESV, that Greek word is parakletos. And most of the time, I've come to tell you that the English word, most of the time, is limited in its translation of Greek and Hebrew. Sometimes, in your local language, when you speak it, and you want to translate it to English, you know that sometimes you run into some problem because you don't find one word that explains everything you want to describe. So today, I will want us to use the Greek word that was used by Jesus. And throughout the New Testament, that word was only used once after Jesus used it. It was used in 1 John chapter 2, verse 11, where the Bible was talking about Jesus being our advocate. And that word is parakletos. Can the church say parakletos? Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Can I have verse 16 on the screen? Verse 16 on the screen. Can I have it on the screen? Verse 16 on the screen. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another parakletos. Remember, last week I explained that another means another of the same kind. Another of the same kind, parakletos. And because one word does not describe parakletos, the Amplified Version gave us seven words for parakletos. And in understanding the Holy Spirit as our help, we need to understand what the parakletos mean. I will send you another parakletos this morning. I want us to look at nine different meanings of the word parakletos for us to have a good understanding of what the Holy Spirit is to us as a help. Yesterday, while I was finishing studies this night, I checked a Bible dictionary, and the Bible dictionary said the word comforter is inadequate and the word helper is indefinite to describe this word. So the best way for us to understand the Holy Spirit as our helper is to look at it in the Greek word parakletos and look at what it really means. The word parakletos means somebody that is called to your side. So the Holy Spirit as a helper is someone that comes to your side. The word parakletos means someone that is called to aid you and to assist. See, the Holy Spirit brings aid and brings assistance. The word parakletos is one who pleads another person's case before a judge. So the Holy Spirit is like your lawyer and your advocate. The word parakletos is a counsel for defense. Defense counsel, legal assistant, advocate. The word parakletos means supporter. The word parakletos means sponsor. So we will look at how Amplify took the word one by one and look at each word and explain it. Let's take the first word used in English for parakletos, comforter. There comes a time that you are down. There comes a time that life is not fair on you. There comes a time that you are grieving. There comes a time that you are moody. Sometimes we are depressed. There comes a time when we are in despair. At that time, I will send you another parakletos. I will send you a comforter. When we are down and almost out, when our moods are not right, when we are going through the challenges of life, the one that comes to us, to our aid, is the Holy Spirit with His comforting ministry. So He comes to comfort us. He comes to provide consolation. He comes to bring encouragement to our hearts. I don't know how you are feeling this morning. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. He is a comforter. Can you pray, Holy Spirit, breathe upon my heart. Breathe upon my heart. Breathe upon my heart. I hear a word of encouragement. I receive 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 a word of encouragement. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Anyone facing depression in this church, in my family, any of our children going through any form of depression that we don't know about, they are smiling, they are jumping up and down, but deep down the enemy is at them, is at their door. Anyone in despair, anyone depressed, receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Anyone with a mental health issue in our midst, in our family, we send the power, the help of the Holy Spirit. Let the comforter comfort you. Anyone grieving, anyone that has lost anybody, anyone that has lost anything, that is grieving now, receive the comfort. Receive the comfort. Receive the comfort. Receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit this morning. In the name of Jesus, we receive the word of encouragement. We get out of every depression by the help of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit breathe on you afresh. Let the Holy Spirit breathe on you afresh. Let the Holy Spirit breathe on you afresh. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. You are not helpless. You have the Paracletos. You are not hopeless. You have the Paracletos. You are not an orphan. You have the Paracletos. You are not left without hope. You have the Paracletos. You are not abandoned. You are not on your own. You have the Paracletos. You cannot be hindered. You cannot be stopped. You have the Paracletos. Your mood should not make you commit suicide. You have the Paracletos. I pray for everyone here. Let there be a release of the grace of comfort upon everybody here. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that has thought about this country, about your children and this country, and this country, and you are depressed, and you don't know a way out, receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. It has gotten to a time that some of us, I don't listen to news again. I don't want to be depressed. In fact, I don't even think about the country again. I don't want to be depressed. I have the joy of the Holy Spirit. We ask for the Holy Spirit to spread His joy in our heart for every morning. Anyone, every morning, anyone downcast, receive the joy of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Paracletos, our helper, means counselor. Listen to me. There are some instructions for you that are not specifically stated in the Word of God. The kind of work you will do. The name of a person you will marry. The name of a town you will stay. It is not specifically stated in the Bible for you. But you need confirmation of those words so that you will not make a mistake. If you flip through the Bible and read through, you might not find a specific name there. Moreover, for some of us, the people you are married to, the name is not written in the Bible. Or else, we'll just be opening the Bible and whatever names comes, we come look for the person. For things that are not specifically written in the Bible, remember, specifically, God has instructions on how to get married, how to get a person married, and so on and so forth. But the name of a person is not written in the Bible. How then do you get to know who to marry? and specific issues of life. It's not written on the Bible that 28th of November 2021, don't go out. But you need counsel concerning this issue. The Paracletos has been given to give you counsel about this issue. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible, speaking through men. And he has specific instructions and direction for all of us. He has specific counsel for all of us in any area of your life, whether to go to Canada or not, or to stay in Ogomasho, no matter the counsel, the Holy Spirit has specific counsel for you. Whether to resign or to start that new job, whether to start a new business or not, whether to retire now or not, he has specific word. And that's why he's called the Paracletos. He is the counselor. He will not leave you in the dark. Remember, the Bible says he will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So he is the one that gives advice. He is the one that gives counsel. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Isaiah 11 verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God who will come and preach this in the future. The part of the dimension of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of counsel. Can we bow our heads? What is that decision you have been bothering about that you have not been able to take a definite step about it? The Holy Spirit is your counselor. Can you talk to him now? Receive the counsel of the Lord. He makes help available by bringing counsel to you. He makes help available by bringing counsel to you. The Holy Spirit makes help available by bringing counsel to you. He makes help available by bringing counsel to you. He is the Spirit of counsel. He is called the Spirit of counsel. Can we receive the counsel of the Lord for this week? The counsel of the Lord. The counsel of the Lord for the work of your hands, for your family, for your children. Receive the counsel. Receive the counsel. Receive the counsel. Receive the counsel. Many of us have 3-4 options and we need to choose one. Receive counsel. I receive counsel. Counsel makes us not to be confused. Make us not to be distracted. I receive the counsel of the Lord for every confusion. In every confusion, I receive the counsel of the Lord. Receive counsel. And the Bible says you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way walking is. That is counsel. That is counsel. That is counsel. That is counsel. Receive counsel. Receive counsel. We bless you. We thank you. We receive your counsel in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The third meaning of the word Paracletos is our helper. Can we just pray together and say, Holy Spirit, my helper, thank you. Thank you for your help that I've enjoyed. We glorify you, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Last week we were here to look at the several ways that the Holy Spirit helped Jesus. And we said, if Jesus only survived on earth and live on earth by the help of the Holy Spirit, then you also must go after and enjoy the help of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 46 verse 1, the Lord is our refuge and our fortress and ever present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who makes the heavens and the earth. You know, most of the time we misinterpret this. People think their help is from the hills. No, the hills are big, the mountains are large, but your help comes from the Lord that is greater than the hills and larger than the mountains and created them all. Are we here? In the olden days, the hills and the mountains are a source of defense. People go there to hide. So it's easy for you to think that's where your help is. But that is not where your help is. Your help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Holy Spirit has been sent to make available every form of help that you need. Every form of help. The Paracletos has been sent to you to give you every form of help that you need. Every form of help that you need. I heard Pastor Chris say something. I wrote it down. I love it. He said, the Lord have the right people at the right place to help me at the right time. Can we say that? Say, the Lord has the right people at the right place to help me at the right time. I shall not be stranded. Say, the Lord has the right people at the right place to help me at the right time. I shall not be stranded. The Lord has the right people at the right place to help me at the right time. Say, the Holy Spirit of God is by my side. Is in me. I shall not lack help. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is by my side. He is my helper. I shall not lack help. All the days of my life, I shall not lack help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So the Lord has the right people at the right place to help you at the right time. Listen to me. He can use anything to help you. The Holy Spirit can use anybody to help you. That's why we keep saying your relationships matter. Be at peace with all men. He can use anybody to help you. He can use anything to help you. He can use any circumstance to help you. That is why you don't cry, weep, and give up because of any circumstance. Because that circumstance might be for your help. Even though it does not look at it like it at the beginning, the Holy Spirit can use anything and everything to help you. The Holy Spirit can use any events to help you. The Holy Spirit can use any creation to help you. The Holy Spirit can compel anybody to help you. Should I start again? The Holy Spirit can use anything to help you. He can use anybody to help you. He can use any circumstance to help you. He can use any event to help you. He can use any creation to help you. He can compel anybody to help you. And the Paracletos lives in you and is by your side. You cannot lack help. Are we here? It's because we have defined help wrongly. It's because we have defined how God should do it. It's because we have defined when He should do it. If you have the Holy Spirit by your side and in you, you are not helpless. Can we say, Lord, we thank you because we are not helpless. The Holy Spirit is in us. He is by our side. He is a Paracletos. He is helping us all around. We are not helpless. We are not helpless. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am not helpless. You are my God. You are by my side. You are helping me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If I'm not helpless, my children are not helpless. My generations yet unborn are not helpless. Because there's a covenant over us. We are not helpless. My family is not helpless. When they are in school, they are not helpless. I am not helpless in my place of work. In this country, I am not helpless. I am not. I am not helpless. I am not helpless. Can I hear your confession? Say, I am not helpless. My children shall not be stranded. There is help for them wherever they are. There is help. There is help. There is help. There is help. The Holy Spirit is with my children. There is help for them. There is help for them. God will make a way where there seems to be no wind. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me close to His heart. His love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Can you sing that body? Let me hear you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He was a way we cannot see. He will make the way for me. He would be my guide. Oh, he knows me to his side.
With all the strength for his new faith, he will make a way.
I hold in the wilderness, he'll lead me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fail, but his Lord will still remain, and he will do something new to today. Come, let us live to be the way. He was the way we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With all the strength for his new faith, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Can we pause that in tongues? Let me hear you pray in tongues. Ma lebo goria ma karia. Ete lebo guria ma lama zite lebo goria. Aria kalama kerebo. Aria kalemo zite lebo goria. He's a way maker. He's making a way for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He's making a way for me. Can I hear you say that? He's making a way for me. He's making a way. Where there seems to be a way, he's making a way for me. He's making a way. The Paracletos is my helper. He's making a way for me. He's making a way for me. The Paracletos is making a way for me. The Paracletos is making a way for me. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. The fourth meaning of the word Paracletos is intercessor. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. Most of the time, I laugh at many people that can pray in the Spirit and they choose to pray in understanding. You are hitting below your capacity. Can I repeat myself? I am amazed at people that have been baptized with the Spirit that can pray in tongues, they choose to pray in understanding more than pray in tongues. Listen, look at this. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. King James uses infirmity. That word means limitation. We have limits. We have weaknesses in the place of prayer. What is number one weakness? For we do not know what to pray for as we ought to. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray about it. Even when you can pray in your understanding, and you are a prayer warrior and a prayer master, you don't know how to pray. How to pray? It's the Spirit that helps your weaknesses. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. Look at 27. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit. You don't know. You don't know all that is in the mind of the Spirit. Your understanding is limited. Your language is limited. That's why there's a language of the spirit for you to pray. Hello, are we here? And that's why the devil has used tradition, culture, opposition against the gift of tongue, because there is power in it. We don't know how to pray. We are weak. We are limited. We don't know how to go about it. And that's why he wakes us up with tongues in our mouth and say, pray. And we pray. I ask people, if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, and the Lord wakes you up at midnight and asks you to pray, where will you start from? Huh? The Lord wakes you up at midnight and showed you your daughter that is in her body house. Where do you start praying for? Why did he wake you up? But the spirit searches the mind of the spirit. He knows the mind of God. And by blowing in tongues, you can pray the way God wants you to pray without missing the mark. Sometimes when you pray in understanding, sometimes we pray out of jealousy, out of envy. Lord, a new house, a new car, because of what you have done for another person. You cannot pray out of jealousy and miss praying or miss pray wrongly when you are praying the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there as an intercessor to help us. And sometimes when he helps you to pray, you are not a babalawo. The righteous is as bold as you open your mouth and pray. We are not asking you to murmur in the spirit. We are asking you to pray in the spirit. He helps our limitations. He helps our infirmity. Do you know what? The Holy Spirit prays for the believer. The Holy Spirit prays with the believer. The Holy Spirit prays through the believer. The Holy Spirit prays in the place of a believer. The Holy Spirit prays through another believer. We don't know what to pray about. We don't know how to pray. But the Holy Spirit helps us. I pray that let there be a release of a spirit of supplication. The spirit of prayer, the unction of prayer upon this house in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Let's pray. Just say, I receive the spirit of prayer. I receive the unction. I receive the spirit of supplication. Unction, 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 unction. The spirit of supplication and unction. I receive in the name. I receive. The spirit of supplication and unction. I receive in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are my intercessor. Help me. 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 Help me, help me, help me. Strengthen me. Mele boko ni mekeri mogoria da da da. E kere bokuri mekeri da 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 bakeria. Eria na 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 makoria mazide re 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 bokoria. Akara na makala bakede le bokori mekere. Eria na 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 makanda la bakeri mokoria ka. Eri de bokoria mana na da 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 bakaria. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. He is your comforter. He is your counselor. He is your helper. He is your intercessor. Let me rush so that we can take some prayer. He is your advocate. Your lawyer. He is the attorney who presents your case before the judge. He is the one, someone who works or argues your cause. An advocate is the one that speaks on behalf of another for that person's cause. And the Holy Spirit is the one that speaks on your behalf before the Father for your issues, for your case, for your cause. Some of us don't even know how to come into the presence. But the Holy Spirit is the presence of God and is always in the presence. He can present your case at any time. That's why he's called the Paracletos, an advocate. You know, when we are growing, I think in some families, almost every family has that, when the last born is always not treated like the ones before. So whenever they need something that nobody wants to talk about, what do? Everybody gang around the last born, promise him or her anything promisable. I say, help us go and tell daddy. Go and tell mommy. Sometimes it's not the last born. Sometimes there are some favorite in the family that helps to do that.
The Holy Spirit is the one in His presence that presents your case to Him. Are you being cheated? Have you prayed and prayed and prayed? Nothing seems to be happening. The Holy Spirit is your helper that presents your case afresh. He's the one that presents your case afresh. Beyond the accusation of voice of darkness, beyond the envy and accusation of men, when men are saying everything contrary to the will of God for your life, the Holy Spirit is the one that brings your case and presents it before God. He is the advocate. He is your legal representative before God. He is your defense counsel before God. He is the one that says, yes, Abiodun did it. Yes, he committed that sin. Yes, he made that mistake. Yes, he made that error. Yes, he deserves to be punished. My Father, remember the blood. Remember the blood. Remember the blood. Remember the blood. Jesus has died in his place. Jesus has shed the blood for him. Yes, he did all these wrong things. But the blood has been shed for you. It's the Holy Spirit that does that for you. He knows the law. He knows the legal system. He has the ability to argue your case. He is your advocate. He speaks on your behalf. He defends you when you are not there. He engages the adversary. He takes the heat for you. When you are condemned, when you are judged, he's the one that defends you. His name is the Paracletos, the Holy Spirit. Every accusation against you anywhere, receive the help of the Holy Spirit. Let your advocate speak on your behalf. Can we pray? Can you pray together? Say it. Every accusation, anywhere, anywhere, wherever men are speaking against me, Holy Spirit, where I have no voice, Holy Spirit, speak on my behalf. Speak on my behalf. Speak on the behalf of my children. Speak on behalf of my spouse. Holy Spirit, you are my paracletos. Help me. Speak on my behalf. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Spirit is our strengthener. We have many people that are weak spiritually. They are big physically. They are boastful physically. But they lack spiritual power. You need the strengthening of the Holy Spirit. We have many people that want to be seen publicly, but their private life is weak. According to the riches of His glory, Ephesians 3:16, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being. In your inner being. In your inner being. It is what you carry within that carries you outside. So this really strengthens your inner being. And that's why He said, building yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, building yourself, building your inner man, building your spirit man. Many people jog in the morning, they go hiking, they carry weights. Physical. One breeze from witchcraft cancels everything. They hike, they jump, they carry weight. They are fit physically, but spiritually they are not fit. They are weak. The Holy Spirit strengthens our inner mind. Can we ask for the strength of the Holy Spirit? Strengthen me. Yes, there is God. Today I'm in need. Holy Ghost, fire, breathe on me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In that same amplified, the Holy Spirit is explained as the standby. It's easier to understand this because in our houses, almost everybody has an I better pass my neighbor. We call it a standby gen. What does the standby mean? The standby means someone who is always ready for use when needed. Always ready for use when needed. Who is a standby? A standby is someone that is a standard, that is well tested and frequently in use. So the Holy Spirit is a standard, is well tested, and is ready to go in use for you. It's like a standby generator that is automatically connected. So when NEPA takes that, you don't even know that something has happened. It comes in immediately. You don't need to run out and start pulling rope. It's on standby. Comes in automatically for you. It's your standby. It's your standby. So listen, God has made this plan. God has made a backup plan for you. So when you fall, when you fail, there is a backup plan for you. His name is the Paracletos. He is on standby to help you even when you fail. He is on standby for you. The eighth thing Paracletos means is sponsor. Nigeria say, I don't have anybody to help me. I don't have anybody to connect me. I need finances. Listen, the Holy Spirit, your Paracletos, is your sponsor. He's the one that provides resources for you. He's the one that assumes responsibility, that takes responsibility for your life. He's your number one backer. He provides funding, including cash. He's your sponsor. I cannot be stranded. The Holy Spirit is my sponsor. He is my sponsor. Paracletos, my sponsor. He has paid the price. He paid the price. Jesus paid the price. The Paracletos was helping him to pay the price. He has the price paid. He is my sponsor. He is my sponsor. The last word for the Holy Spirit is supporter. Defender and my supporter. We thank you. We thank you. Can we go over those words again as we pray? Number one, what? Paracletos means what? Let's go through it. Number one, can I hear you? Number one, comforter. Number two, counselor. Number three, helper. Number four, intercessor. Five, advocate. Six, strengthener. Seven, standby. Eight, sponsor. Nine, supporter. And 10, defender. How can you lose? How can you lose? Lift your two hands. Say, I have help all around me. The Holy Spirit is in me by my side. I have help. 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 The Holy Spirit is in me by my side. Teenagers in church, hear this message. Well, the Lord is your helper. 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 The Holy Spirit is help made available for all of us. The Lord is our helper. Lift your tired hands up and say, I receive strange help this week. This year, strange help. Supernatural help. The Paracletos is in me. I receive strange and supernatural help. The Paracletos is in me. I receive strange and supernatural help. The Paracletos is on my side. The Paracletos is within me. I receive strange and supernatural help. The Paracletos is on my side. He is my God. He is by my side. He is working it out for me. The Paracletos is my sponsor. I receive strange, miraculous, supernatural help. I receive unexpected help. Unexpected help. Because the Paracletos have gone ahead of me. Ahead of me. He has made crooked place straight. In the areas of difficulty, I receive unexpected help. Unexplainable help. Unexpected help. Unexplainable help. Unexplainable help. Unexplainable help. Unstoppable help. Marvelous help. Can I hear you? I can hear you. I can hear you. Marvelous help. Unexplainable help. Unstoppable.
unmanipulatable help. A help that cannot be manipulated. A help that cannot be diverted. A help that cannot be transferred to another. The help with my name on it. I receive it. I receive help. The Holy Spirit is in me by my side. My help cannot be manipulated. In the name, lift your two hands up, receive help. Lift your two hands up and receive a decree. Decree areas of your life where you receive help. The Holy Spirit is your help. He is your help. He is your help. He is your help. Ekere de debogoriaka eribo anzanta lamata. Ekere de debogoria area da 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 da. All of my help comes from the Lord. Ale bogoria makaria. It is the Holy Spirit that takes a man from the dunghill, that takes him from nothing and sits him with the princes and the kings to say, it's my help. I receive the help of the Holy Spirit. I receive the help of the Holy Spirit. I receive the help. I receive the help. Help, help, help. I receive help. In the name, lift your two hands and say, Holy Spirit, help. Set my life on fire. Help me, help me. Let my life be on fire. Be on fire. By your help, by your help, by your help. Ignite my life with your help. Area da 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 materia. Help! Help! In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are going to pray for everyone above 60 in this church, that their strength will be renewed. Their body will be like their baby's own. They are receiving help. Their body is renewed. Their spirit is in you. Their soul is in you. The Lord is your help. 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 There is help for them. There is good help for them. There is good help for them. Everyone, they 10 and 0 and above, 10 and above, 20 and above, 30 and above, 40 and above, 50 and above, 60 and above, 70 and above, 80 and above, 90 and above, 100 and above, in this church, receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
We call you
Waymaker,
miracle worker,
promise
keeper,
light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
Let him hear your voice.
Waymaker,
miracle worker,
promise
keeper,
light in the darkness.
We thank you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. It's time to
renew your mind, renew your heart. You are a bastard. When the first person you run is a human being, you run to first for help. The Paracletos is your helper, he listens to you. He's the one that will touch human being and raise them for you there. When you start running after, when you need them, and you start calculating, bro, Chris, pastor, you have deceived yourself. You have deceived yourself. The Holy Spirit is your primary helper. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand? Your God did not send human being when he was going. He sent the Paracletos. And he's your helper. Let there be a flow of help upon every family here. In the name of Jesus, may you experience the Holy Spirit afresh. In the name of Jesus, wherever your children are, may they experience the help of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. Can we shout a big hallelujah to the Lord?